Environmental toxicologist Dr. Luke Montrose is an assistant professor at Boise State University. He says dangerous particulate matter in wildfire smoke is known as PM2.5, which is small enough to get past the body's normal line of defense and deep into the lungs.
These particles are really small, and you can think of them as vehicles that carry chemicals into our lung.
Montrose says repeated and chronic exposure to harmful particles reduces the ability of cells known as macrophages to clean up the lungs and activate the immune system's responses. Idaho currently has the highest number of active fires in the U.S. at 23. Montrose says the safest place for people facing bad air quality from blazes is in their homes.
It is a really difficult thing to ask people to stay inside after we've been inside for so long with the COVID-19 pandemic. But unfortunately, people are going to have to take an inventory of themselves. Who are they? Are they in a susceptible or vulnerable population when it comes to wildfire smoke exposure?
Montrose says air purification units with HEPA filters can strain out harmful particles, but these have been hard to come by after last year's devastating wildfire season. So he says people can look up do-it-yourself tricks online for creating their own purification units. Montrose says people should watch the air quality in their area and can even help monitor it. While there are limitations to low-cost air monitoring technology, he says the robust network captured on websites such as Purple Air provides insightful data.
It's pretty fascinating to watch how those monitors change as the air quality or even the weather changes.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.